right now. It's the first Monday of the month, which means it's time for Mondays with Mike. Each month, Wisconsin Public Radio's director Mike Crane or content director Mike Arnold joins us either on Central Time or the morning show to discuss the latest on WPR programming and operations and take your questions. Mike Crane is here with us today. We're going to talk about some special programming coming up in April, upcoming listener events around the state, and more. And we want to know what's on your mind at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question about what we do and why we do it at Wisconsin Public Radio? Is there a show or kind of show you want to hear on WPR? What do you want to hear more or less of? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Mike Crane, welcome back.
Always good to be here.
Well, we're going to start with an update on a big studio overhaul here at our Madison headquarters. So in addition to Mike, our chief engineer, Brittany Williams, is joining us for a few minutes. Brittany, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, Mike, let's start with you. Give us some background on how this big project came to be.
Sure. One of the things that happens with any set of technologies is that when something really new and great comes along, typically you add it. So, for instance, when we had new software that we could use to connect your calls when you're calling into the show, we got that and we added it on. Over time, that meant that we had layers and layers of technology from different eras. And so for the last couple of years, we've been looking at a real refresh of the whole set of technologies in our studios. And we're always engaged in multi-year planning. And finally, we arrived at having some funding that we received from UW-Madison, our new home, that helped us to get some of the gear in place. Then we have to put it in. And so we're doing a big refresh of all of the studios and modernizing it all at once, which you think is going to really make a big difference. Although, you know that idea, like if you have a string on your sweater and you pull it, I wonder what happens when I do this? We've had a little bit of that happen, which is why people maybe have heard my announcements about occasional technical challenges.
I'll still get to keep my little Morse code transmitter, right?
That's right.
That old technology gets to stay with me. Now, this is where you come in, Brittany. The heavy lifting started, what, a few weeks ago, a month ago now? What's going on?
Yeah, so Our headquartered studios in Madison is the central point of distribution for the three statewide networks. And we have regional studios all over the state. Mm-hmm. But the network audio, this show, Central Time, is on network, goes out leaving from Madison. So there's a lot of equipment located in Madison in what we call ROC, Radio Operations Center. It's a room full of racks of gear. If you could imagine something, it looks kind of like a data center. Well, it had to move away from the studio site location to a new location separate from the studios. And that wasn't the plan. It was a development along the way. We realized throughout the planning process that the floor in our studio location couldn't support the weight of the new equipment we wanted to install. So we found a new home for our operations center. And this is like, it's like doing brain surgery. It's moving the brain of WPR from where it's always been, or at least in recent memory, to a new location just a few blocks away. It's not very far, but that's a lot went into that. And so we've been planning for over a year. We pulled the trigger and did the physical moving at the tail end of February, finishing up right before that March pledge drive started. And since then, we've been sort of going backwards and cleaning up some of the messes, fixing some things we broke along the way, and sort of learning how the new system works and documenting it all, and trying to get better, cleaner sound out to the listeners. And it's still a work in progress. We are by no means done.
Right. I mean, I'm in a different room right now than I usually am. The other network is to, while the serious work goes into those new studios, or the old studios making them new. Talk about what listeners are going to get out of this, the Madison part of this, and then this goes on to the other bureaus around the state.
It does. This is the beginning of a multi-year project that fundamentally upgrades the entire backbone of this operation. Starting in Madison, as you said, you were in what I call a temporary studio. We moved the Ideas Network and we moved the News and Classical Network away from their sort of permanent homes. And they're sitting in temporary setups right now on a bunch of repurposed old desks from offices.
My old desk, I think.
instead of studio furniture. This was done in order to allow construction in the permanent rooms themselves. I expect that we will be moving you back into your permanent home with your new equipment, your permanent furniture, around the end of June. Mm-hmm. That's phase one. Then we continue and we continue. And all of this is so that the new equipment is 100% digital. It's not just a digital console with analog wire, analog switching, which is what we've had for many years. Cause everyone has been saying digital upgrade for, you know, it feels like decades now. I'm not sure. This time it truly is digital from your console in your studio to the point of distribution where it leaves to go to the rest of the state. That's a big change. And what that means is higher audio quality. We can already tell that just with the new equipment, the sound is cleaner, and also flexible ease of use. If you want to pick up and go on the road, or there's breaking news or another sort of breaking news like the Superior Fire last summer disaster happens in the state, we can react much more quickly from anywhere. I can now change the sources on your console from my cell phone.
Fantastic. Brittany, I look forward to the final project, and I want to keep you from working on it any longer. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Thanks,
Brittany.
Rob.
That's Brittany Williams, Director of Core Engineering at Wisconsin Public Radio. We talked with her about our studio rebuild plan. Mike Crane, WPR Director, stays with us for Mondays with Mike. Exciting stuff going on there, Mike. I'm sure we'll be checking in on this in the months to come. I want to turn to some other stuff now that we've got going on. Election Day. Let's start there, because it's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. We have our spring election, and the big statewide office that's under consideration is the Supreme Court. So we've got some great stuff we've been doing. We've done profiles that you can listen to online. We've done interviews with the Supreme Court candidates, and that's all available on WPR.org, including the section that's / Central Time.
And we've got WisconsinVote.org. And then coming up next week now, that's tomorrow is the election. A week from tomorrow, the State of the Tribes address next week. Talk about that. We stream this at WPR.org, I think, every year, Mike.
Yes, we do. And this is a really neat event. It's going to be a speech, in this case, from the chairman of the Oneida Nation, Chairman Tahasi, and he'll be Tahasi Hill, that is, and he delivers the address. And the event is an idea to bring together the Indian or Native American nations and the government, their governments, and the government of Wisconsin to have discussions about their relationship and what are the mutual government interests between the tribes and Wisconsin. And then on Central Time that afternoon, we'll be talking about that address and having some of the highlights from it.
Again, that's Tuesday, April 9th, streaming at WPR.org at 1 o'clock. Staying with special programming, Mike, this one sounds interesting. Ask a Legal State, a national conversation about pot coming up later this month.
Yeah, we don't normally do a live call-in about a news item on the weekend, but Saturday, April 20th at noon, we're going to have experts from some of the states that have changed their marijuana laws, and they'll be available to have a conversation with other states. More than 20 states have legalized medical marijuana. At least 10 are considering legalizing recreational weed, as we've called it over the years. And Ask a Legal State is a national call-in to get the opportunity to talk about that with people around the country.
It's the April edition of Mondays with Mike. WPR Director Mike Crane is with us talking about the latest happenings with our programming and operations here. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. What questions do you have about what we do here at Wisconsin Public Radio? What do you want to hear more or less of? What kind of issues are you important to you out there you'd like to hear addressed on the show? Or do you have an issue with us you want Mike to address right now? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're talking with WPR Director Mike Crane during this April edition of Mondays with Mike. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a question for WPR's boss about what we do here? Anything that's striking you about what you're hearing that you like, dislike, somewhere in between? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. We'll start with Mark in New Berlin. Mark, hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Say, I've been a longtime listener to NPR. I generally like your programming. But for 2 years, I've been hearing a lot of people speculating about everything that's going to happen because of the Mueller report. And they have people on for an hour or half hour that don't have anything to say outside of their own speculation bias. And I'm wondering, now that the report, at least the summary, is in, I don't hear people talking for a similar amount of time or any significant amount of time about the fact that there was no collusion. And I think that shows a bias on NPR's
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mark. I know that one of the things that is a huge challenge for broadcasters is when news is unfolding, and as you know, you've pointed it out, the Mueller investigation has been unfolding for what feels like forever. And so one of the things I think about is there's this idea that the news is the first rough draft of history, and we might stick with the rough part in some cases. And you're right. A lot of times what they had to report on was speculation. And as soon as the Attorney General releases the redacted report, which it sounds like it could be any day now, he definitely wants to do it in April, there should be a refreshed set of reporting and discussion of all the different parts. And so I think we can look forward to that. In the meantime, while we're waiting, it probably is more speculation about what might be there. And I understand your comment about bias. I do know that the concept and what we try to work on at NPR and here locally is to bring on all different kinds of sides about a story so that we can decide as listeners for ourselves what we think the truth is. And that's sort of a basic tenet of the Ideas Network is to have the conversation as the news of the world unfolds.
Mark, thanks for that call. And I can mostly speak for what we did on Central Time. We had a few conversations after the four-page summary came out. And one you might be interested in on Thursday actually is with a journalism professor who says the media did too much speculating, and he went across the partisan spectrum, too much speculating in the absence of information. I think that was on Thursday, so check that out. Thanks for that call, Mark. We'll go next to Scott with us in Windsor. Scott, hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. It's great to connect with you. One of the things that I've been privileged to experience during this transition that WPR is undergoing is when the technical glitch arises and the local WPR news update or whatever, if I'm listening to, say, All Things Considered, there's this wonderful musical feed that comes from the national network, I presume.
Yeah, that's right. In many cases, it is the national, although we do some of the same thing, you know, between the segments of Central Time. There's an old history about this. Going back to the beginnings of All Things Considered, when they had, you know, very few employees and sometimes had long segments of music as a matter of course. If anyone remembers the scene in broadcast news where they've got the videotape and they have to run it into the control room and hope that it gets on time, the same thing happened early on at All Things Considered. And so some of those music segments actually became nicknamed buttons, by which they meant push the button, push the button. So the idea was that they could play music while waiting for that, in that case, reel-to-reel to you know, pre-digital era, or some kind of a tape being run into the studio to get it put on. And it turned out to be a really kind of a nice texture, and it became institutionalized in public radio generally that we have a button to push that has some music bed or something like that that can carry us for maybe that hopefully last 5 or 10 seconds, but sometimes a little longer.
Thanks, Scott, for that call. And that reminds me when I started here, and for a long time, our backup music here was a Dave Brubeck CD. And so anytime you were listening to WPR and you heard Take 5, come on, you knew something was you knew something was wrong. So I referred to the Dave Brubeck CD of Doom back in the day. Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Oh, there's a note. Scott was also saying he had trouble picking up the Ideas Network live stream.
Yeah, we did did is, in the midst of all these technical difficulties, we did have some problems with the live stream, which is, in a way, just another station, if you will. And I think they're all fixed, but if you're still having trouble, definitely be in touch with the audience services folks. Most everybody could email. It's listener@WPR.org and send them a note with exactly what you're experiencing, and then we can try to figure it out.
And their 800 number, I should just have this, 800-747-7444.
Yeah.
Does that sound about right?
Sounds right.
Yeah, that definitely the place to report difficulties with any form of transmission at WPR, electronic or otherwise. We've got some other special events coming up, Mike, including some listener appreciation events around the state. What do we got going on?
Oh, these are just so much fun. They're just staff meeting with listeners in their area for a free event in an interesting place. So the first one this spring-summer is in Milwaukee on May 4th. We'll be at Havenwood State Forest. La Crosse, May 9th at the La Crosse Distillery. We'll be in Appleton on May 16th at Riverview Gardens, and in Merrill at the Sawmill Brewing Company on June 15th. And also, Larry Mueller is going to return to Bayfield for Bayfield in Bloom on May 10th. It's not a listener appreciation thing, but there's an opportunity for appreciation that happens. And we've got that all lined up at WPR.org/presents. And so you can take a look there and see what's the one that is near you. And we do ask you to register. It is free, but that way we can have a good sense of who might be coming in terms of the numbers of people.
Talking to Mike Crane, Wisconsin Public Radio Director, for this month's edition of Mondays with Mike, catching up on what's going around WPR and taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. William is with us in Oshkosh. William, hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, yeah, go ahead.
Hi, so my question relates to the interview or audition process for getting a show on WPR. Some of my friends have dabbled in podcasting, and they'd love the idea of getting on public radio.
Yeah, sure.
Well, I won mine in a poker game, but how do people usually do that, Mike?
Is that how you got here? One thing that happens is we're receiving essentially audition tapes. They're usually a file nowadays, but we call them tapes still, old-fashioned folks that we can be. And so if a friend has an idea for a podcast that they're already doing, they could send a note to us and encourage our program folks to listen. The practical challenge we have is that podcasts typically don't have some of those broadcast requirements, like hitting a certain length of time and so on. And so since we're so fully engaged in doing the shows we are already, it's tough for us to take on more. And we want to, and so we're trying to figure out where to find the resources to find the next great podcast ourselves. You know, we have our WPR Politics podcast, which is probably our most prominent that has the word podcast in it. You can actually listen to this show and pretty much all of our shows on the Ideas Network as an archive or a podcast in that sense. And to the best of our knowledge, is doing pretty well with their national podcast. Beta, it's also on the weekends. I think that's starting to grow. So let us know. And you can send it through listener@WPR.org and they'll get it to the right person for taking a look at that. And as I say, it will be a tough row to hoe just because of all the resources we're already expending.
William, thanks a lot for that call. We heard from Rad in Minocqua, who wants to know how we pick authors to speak on the Ideas Network. He says it seems like the different shows interview the same guests, and it would be great to have more local Wisconsin writers on. I know sometimes we end up having the same guests, not as the other Wisconsin-produced shows, but we might have the same ones as, and then find out 1A is doing it the next day.
Yeah, it is a challenge. And of course, the publishing companies have their authors always doing kind of a road show. They don't literally have to come here, which is an advantage. We can have them on the phone or in another studio, pretty much anywhere in the world where they can get to a studio. And yeah, it's a coordination challenge. What you hope is that the people preparing the interview will get something different out of the conversation, and that will at least advance it in some way. We do try to coordinate, but it is definitely challenging, especially with the national shows that it sometimes is hard to get any information from them in advance.
And we do have a bias toward Wisconsin authors. We do try to get them when we can. And for a while on Central Time, Mike, we were bringing on fiction authors from around Wisconsin. We don't do as much of that anymore, but that's there's definitely room. There's a lot of great authors from around the state, so there would be room for more of that. Thanks a lot for that, Rad. Pledge drive we had, Mike, and it went pretty well.
It did. We were just really pleased that we received contacts, new and renewing, from 2,400 members, and they donated more than $440,000, and it was great. 500 of those are brand new members to WPR, so we were thrilled to find them. And as we often talk about, this is listener-supported public radio, and more than 40% of our support comes from people like you, so it's a crucial part of our being able to provide Wisconsin Public Radio's networks to you.
In our last couple minutes, Mike, an event we've mostly been focusing on April, but I want to put this on people's radar. Coming up in June, the Simply Folk Shindig, celebrating Simply Folk's 40th anniversary.
That's,
are we doing?
That's right. We've had a couple of shindigs over the last few years. This is a big one to mark the 40th anniversary. This one will be June 7th. Shannon Hall on the UW-Madison campus, and Dan Robinson will be welcoming Grammy-nominated musicians Dom Flemons and Mary Gaucher, along with Madison favorite Chris Plata. And we're looking forward to a great time. That'll be on stage, but it's a party, and we really look forward to that. June 7th, the Simply Folk Shindig.
All right, Mike, any last thoughts before we let you go and hit, like you mentioned, one of those time posts we have in radio?
That's right. I just want to mention again, we touched it briefly, wisconsinvote.org is our website with Wisconsin Public Television, where you can find out where to go vote, what about the candidates and all of that. And since the spring election is tomorrow, it's a great time to go to wisconsinvote.org.
Mike, thanks. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks.
That's Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. He joins us the first Monday of the month, either here on Central Time or on the morning show, to talk about the latest on WPR programming and operations.